We continue our learning of the Nishmas David Ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Ben Chosel Leo. We are in Sota Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah is going to return to the discussion of Eidus, of testimony regarding a Sota. The Balei Tosfos, in fact, write on Laman Aleph and Aleph the following, and I quote, Perek Zeh HaYohagun Sheheshanuyum Urav BePerek Rishon Lachar Osa Bavar Shel Elu Asuros Lechol Betruma. This Perek really belongs in the first Perek, after the third Mishnah, because in the Mishnah there we were discussing Eidus testimony, how many Eidim you need for Kina and for Stira, so this Perek really belongs there. But nonetheless, here it is, at the beginning of the sixth Perek, and we return to the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, regarding Eidus on Stira. Everyone agrees you need Eidus on Kinui. A husband has to warn his wife in front of two people. But real Eidus that you need on Stira, that's a Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion, and I quote Mekane La, I'll pee this from the first Perek, which means that he warns her in front of two witnesses, but to give it a drink, that's enough to have either one aid or al piatzmo, just the husband himself. You don't even need an aid because stira doesn't need aidos. Rabbi Yeshua holds, Rabbi Yeshua says, mekane la al pishnaimu mashka al pishnaim. In order to give her a drink, you need two, which means for seclusion, for stira, you need to aid him, and not only for kinu. So the Mishnah here says like this, a man said in front of his two Eidim to his wife, don't seclude yourself with this man. So there were two Eidim who heard the kinui, heard the warning. Vinistera, and then she was secluded after the kinui, but we don't have Eide Stira. We don't have Eidim to testify that she was secluded. Afilu shama me'of ha-poreach. Even if the husband heard from a flying bird, it's a mushel really, meaning even the husband heard from someone who we are not permitted to rely on their aides, like an Eved or a Shifcha, he heard that his wife was secluded, Yotzi V'ten K'suva. What does that mean? She becomes a Sota, she's usher to her husband, potentially he should be able to give her to drink, but let's say he doesn't want to make her drink, then he has to divorce her, but because it was his decision not to give her a drink, she doesn't lose her K'suva. As we learn in the fourth parak, Amar Baala Eini Mashke, no teles k'suvasa velo shosa. She gets her k'suva, she's divorced, but she doesn't drink. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, who holds that if you had kinui be'edim, you don't need eide stira, and even an eight puzzle, which is compared to a flying bird, is enough to make her into a sota, and potentially for her to drink as well. But our Mishnah is discussing a case where the husband didn't want her to drink. And the different ways to understand this Mishnah, and maybe what of ha-poreach means, maybe there's a difference between just a kol, a rumor, as opposed to actually a person who testifies. So that's we're not going to go into that. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, remember Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that even the steerer needs real aidus to aid him, and the husband cannot give his wife to drink until we have not only to aid him on the kinu, but to aid him on the steerer. So if the case was that we only heard from an of ha-poreach that she was secluded, we don't have a eide stira, so she doesn't become usher or to her husband, ad sheyisu v'yitnu ba mozros balavana. Unless the women who gather together at night and are spinning wool, Mozros means there's a spinning the wool under the moon, they're getting together and you hear that they're speaking about the preetzus, the promiscuous behavior of this particular woman, and it's terrible that she should be living with her husband. So now the preetzus is known, it's publicized. And so the water will no longer test her, as the Brisa says in the Gemara on Vav Amid Beis, quoting the Pasuk, Utahorahi, that teaches us that, oh, she's Tahora. What does it mean she's Tahora? Tahora excludes Veloshe Yisu V'yitnu Ba Mozros Bilavana, which means if people are speaking about her, the woman already, even though we don't have any proof, that's enough that she's not Tahora. And therefore, the water's not going to check her. If the water's not going to check her, even Rabbi Yeshua will admit that the husband that has now, even though there are no Eide Stira, she becomes usher to her husband simply because there are women speaking about her activity. Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Amar Eid Echad Ani Re'isiha Shenitmi. So you have a case where someone says, one aide says, I saw the Sota, she was Mizana with this man, in this steer, this seclusion, meaning the husband was Mekanela, there were Eide Kinoi and Stira Kidin. Let's say, like according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have everything we need. We have Eidim that testify to the Kinoi, Eidim that testify to the Stira, and we're coming up, and now, but I only have one aide that says that in that Stira, when she was secluded, she was Nitma, she was intimate with this man. So says the Mishnah, if there's only way to one aid, Amar Eid Achanani Risir Shenimeis, Lo Haisa Shosa, she would not drink from the water. Why? Since we have Eide Kinei and Stira, and I now have one aid, even one aid is sufficient for the Tuma. We'll see the next Mishnah, we'll learn this from a Pasuk. And we assume this is also raglaim ledavar. We can assume there's a likelihood to this. Once we have Eide Kinei and Eide Stira, and one aid will be sufficient to say she was nitma, and therefore she's nitma. She doesn't drink the water. V'la'od el afilu eved afilu shifcha who are pasul eidus hare elu ne'emaran af lepasla miksuvasa, which means they're believed regarding the sota, saying that she was tamea, she was disloyal to her husband, she was intimate with this man, that she should not drink. And make her usher to her husband, and even to forfeit her ksuva. These people are believed, even a shifcha. That's what it means. V'lo od el afilu ed afilu shifcha. And not only that, hare elu ne'manin af lepaslim ksuvasa. And now we're going to add on to that list as well. Says the Mishnah, and this is a list of women who typically are not believed. Well, let's say when it comes to testifying that a woman's husband died, so she doesn't remain in Aguna. We're generally lenient. We allow one aid, even a woman can testify. However, there are five women who we do not trust because we're afraid there's some type of animosity between these women, their relationship, as we'll see in a moment. Nonetheless, those women are even believed to testify here. Once we have Eide Kino and Eide Stira, they can be that one aid even to testify that this woman was intimate with this man, with this Boel, even though there's some type of relationship where we would maybe, in other cases, not trust these women to testify. Who are they? Chamosa, which means her mother-in-law, woman's mother. So the woman who was secluded with this man, maybe you would say the mother-in-law can't serve as the aid to testify that she was Nitma, even after there was Kino and Stira, because maybe she's trying to get her into trouble because they don't get along, the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is she's believed to testify. Who else? Ubas Chamosa, her husband's sister, right? Her sister-in-law. Maybe also there's some type of strife between them, and we maybe should not believe her as a one aide after this Kinyan Stira. She's believed. Vitzarasa, her co-wife. Also, we would think maybe she wouldn't be believed. She's believed here. V'yavimta, which is her sister-in-law, meaning her brother's wife, who potentially would be, they would potentially be Yibum in that family. Also, animosity. Ubas Bala, and her husband's daughter, her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter from another marriage. So these, Chamesh Nashim Elu, we assume Chezkasun Shesonos Osa, based on the Mishnah Yavamos Perek Tezvav Mishnah Dalid, even though we assume that they are, we allow one person to testify about that the husband passed away. These women are not believed for that because they're afraid they're trying to get her into trouble. Nonetheless, right, they are believed in our Mishnah. Ahare elu ne'emanos. They are believed after kinei, after stira, to testify she was nitma. V'lo lepasla miksuvasa ela shelo tishta. They're not believed to make her forfeit her ksuva because of their relationship. But at least they are believed to say she is nitma, so that she, this woman who is secluded, doesn't drink the water, and she remained, and she was going to be ushered to her husband, and the husband has to divorce her and give her the ksuva.